Miracle Garb on tonight. But just to share a few thoughts with you. You know, we've been in the book of Philippians, and tremendous what Brother Bernard Osmond has been giving us. And just by way of encouragement, I'll be very brief. I always have a practice. I like to pick out sometimes four words out of a chapter. And in Philippians, since we're in Philippians, and maybe it's already been shared with you. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 21. For me to live, Christ, and to die is gain. And when we come to a verse like that, you ask yourself that he is no doubt the purpose for living as a Christian. The sum total of our life hinges around Christ. No shortcuts, no substitutes, no gimmicks. No matter what you may try, Christ is still the answer. Not just for our salvation, but for our very life, our existence even as a believer. So for me to live, come on, help me out. For me to live, Christ, Christ, Christ. That's it. So here's the purpose for living. Chapter 2, all right, chapter 2 and verse 5. That this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming and in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Now you read a passage like that. Let this mind be in you. The word that I like to suggest here, that Christ is the pattern for living. Actually, here we see his humility. The greatness of the Lord Jesus was being submissive to the Father. And how we need to learn that day by day, being submissive to the will of God. Not my will, but thy will be done. And Brother Bernard already brought this out. So I use the word, he's a pattern for life. You need any guidance? I have a practice, and I confess, sometimes I fail in the practice. You may want to do something or be involved in something already. You ask the question, what would Jesus do? Now, that's pretty simple, isn't it? You know, if you have any doubt, ask that question. You see, he's a pattern for living. What would he do? What would he say? And, of course, if you're like me, one of my biggest problems in life is trying to harness, maybe that's the good word, my attitude. You ever have a problem with your attitude? Oh, I don't blame some people having a wrong attitude about me sometimes because, you know, we may rub a person the wrong way, may say something out of place, not even intentional, you know. You don't mean to be mean, but somehow or the other, we're like that. But however, attitude is so important. What was the attitude of Jesus? He had a humble mind. He had a gracious spirit. He was so patient. And so we need to understand. He is a pattern for living. Not only the purpose for living. Thank God, me to live, Christ. But he's also the pattern for living. Then thirdly, in chapter 3, let's see. Perhaps we could use the verse 14 would be a good one. I press toward the goal for the what? For the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So the Lord Jesus is the prize for living. Isn't it nice to know that God is in a reward system as well? And, of course, you know, you get a prize for answering the questions, the quiz, and you do a good job at it. I tell you, I'm left out. Many times, and I listen to you, and I sure appreciate how the young ones, you're reading that chapter over and over, and you're learning the Word of God. And you're going to be rewarded, but I get the feeling you're not just going to do it for a few dollars. You just want to do it to be able to be right, and it's good. But you know, God also is in the prize-giving work. Oh, yes, he's going to reward his children. And if you serve him faithfully, do his will, and obey his word and carry out what he wants us to do, the day is coming that you too are going to have a prize. What a day that's going to be. But, of course, the greater prize is when we see the Lord Jesus, isn't it? If you're not a Christian, you're going to miss out on this. How important it is to you for you to know that he is indeed the sum total of living. He is the one that we long to see. He's going to be the prize of heaven and the pride of heaven. And when we get home to glory, it's still going to be Christ, Christ, and more of Christ. All right? Okay, chapter 4. One word. We're just taking a word out here and there. A word that's always been a blessing to me. Chapter 4 of Philippians. And look at verse 19. Okay, I want you to read it with me, especially the younger ones. Got your Bible open? Younger ones from 15 and under? Okay, verse 19 of chapter 4. Read it with me. And my God. You know, that's a mouthful. You could take a little while preaching on that verse. My God shall supply what? All your need? You know, that's tremendous. Oh, to have more faith to believe that verse and believe that God is going to really give us a lot. And I like this. According to his what? Riches in glory. Not according to what's in the Royal Bank of Canada. You know why they call it the limited bank? All these big companies? That means if they go broke, you can only draw from the assets that they have left in the bank. You cannot claim houses or land or people who may be executives or shareholders in the Royal Bank of Canada. I don't know if you know that. And banks do go broke. Did you know that? And so it's not according to the wealth of the Royal Bank of Canada. They're limited. You can only, if they go broke, and some of them do, you can only get so much back in some cases. Sad to say, a lot of people get hardly anything in return. But this bank in glory, my God shall supply all your need according to his what? Riches in glory. No limitation. No limited. And he will never, never be bankrupt. You know, grab that, young people. God is interested in you, no matter how young you are. He's interested in every detail of your life, your problems. And you think older folk only once have problems. We believe you have problems too. Remember his promise to provide for you, provide your need. Not only the material things in life, but those spiritual things, those or even guidance and to guard against temptation and the devil. He will provide the protection. He'll provide the help. My God shall provide or supply all your need, no matter what it is. No matter what it is. According to his riches in glory. What a wealthy God we have. And you are too. Aren't you glad that one day when we get, even now, if your wealth is in heaven, that is why we work for him, if he's the prize for living, if we serve him, if he's a pattern for living, if he is a purpose for living, and we live Christ, Christ is everything in our life, remember your reward. And the Word of God teaches us very plainly. Thieves can't break through and what? Steal. That what's laid up for you in glory. Rust can't deteriorate it. Moths can't eat it. Isn't it marvelous? It's secure. It's yours forever and forever and forever. But keep in mind, of course, the real trophy, I use the word respectfully, but the real prize is when we see Jesus. All right? When we see Christ. Tony, where are you? You got enough nerve to sing that 724 with me, and the congregation could help in the chorus? Christ is all in all. Pardon? Play? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I sure do want you to play it. You've done a marvelous job in the past. And I'm not going to so much sing a solo because I have a bronchial problem due to a flu I've just had. And so I want you to help me on the chorus, all right? But I believe this really brings out what I'm trying to tell you tonight. Christ is all in all right? 724. We're only going to sing a couple of verses according to how I do, all right? I'll sing in this mic. They tell me when you sing with these mics down here, you sing better. But I'll go with this one here for now, all right? 724. Help me with the chorus. Father, we bless thee indeed. Although we take a lifetime sometimes, Father, learning that he is all in all. Forgive us for the many relapses and the many shortcomings. For the many times we become distracted and get occupied with the tinsel and toys of life. And miss the really important thing that Christ is all in all. Help us to understand he's not just our Savior to save us from a hell, but he's our friend, our companion, our shepherd. He is the water of life, the bread of life, the door of salvation, the light of the world. He is a great I Am. Oh, that we may indeed allow him to be our friend, a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Bless our meeting tonight. Thank you, Lord, for the good songs and that cheered our hearts with the young people this evening. And we just pray, Lord, that you'll give us that a real sense of wanting more of Christ than anything else in the world. For we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.